Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So how deep do your college ties go? If you are a Florida fan, do you allow yourself to root for a Florida State Seminole once that player goes to your NFL team? It always presents a quandary for me as a Florida Gator graduate, watching Jameis Winston slice up my Florida Gators in college and then watching him go to my team in Tampa Bay. Would Lonzo root for Trevor Lawrence if he was a Carolina Panther?
I had to root for Elvis Gerback when he was starting for the Chiefs. It was very, very difficult. Elvis stinking Gerback.
But you were able to pull it off. Here to talk about this and so much more with us is Travis Johnson, a friend of the show. He was a first-round draft pick out of Florida State in 2005, had a really good NFL career with the Houston Texans and the San Diego Chargers, and he joins us right now on the show. Travis, good to catch up with you, man. Do you allow yourself to root for a Gator under any circumstances?
Well, my nephew is actually there right now, but I still don't root for him. My cousin was there when I was in school, and I definitely didn't root for him. So, under no circumstances. I mean, I'm just glad you didn't play there. Going to school there, you know, I could forgive that because, you know, Florida State might not have allowed you to come in our vaunted classes. You know, we kind of the Harvard of the South, so I can understand why you got into Florida, didn't get into Florida State. So, you know, I don't hold that against you for you just going there and not playing any ball.
I appreciate the dig, Travis. I'd expect nothing less from you. But let me ask you this. What about when you had Florida Gator teammates in the NFL? I'm sure that happened at some point. There's so many Gators in the NFL, it would be virtually impossible for you not to have Florida Gator teammates.
Well, I mean, I didn't really fool with that. I mean, we were cordial because we were teammates, but it wasn't no – you know, it wasn't no, hey, let's go hang out, let our wives hang out, because, you know, in my house, Gators is a curse word. You know, when the kids want to say SH, you know what, they just say, oh, Gators. You know, that's their curse word they're allowed to say.
Well, I say son of a Seminole. All right. So I need to make that very clear to you, Travis. That's just the way that it goes. All right. Now, do you accept that? Son of a Seminole?
Oh, of course. Yeah? I take that. That means you're talking about somebody great. Son of a Seminole.
Could you marry a Florida Gator?
Negative.
Negative. So there's no house divided in Travis's house?
No, not at all.
Okay. Do you think house divided relationships can work for most people?
Well, it depends on how much house divided it. You know, in Florida, yeah, maybe you might be at work. Alabama, not so much, you know. I think, what was it, one guy shot his son when Auburn beat Alabama years ago. So that tells you that, I mean, they couldn't really have a house divided, because otherwise, you know, it'd be a lot of stuff going on that we really don't need going on.
That's also true. Travis Johnson joining us. A very interesting open to our little bit with him today. Travis, we've got the combine going on right now, man. Can you share with us what the combine experience was like for you?
Oh, well, it was awesome. It was terrifying. It was informative, and it was, you know, it was a time that you got to size yourself up against the competition, against everybody who was going to be there. It was, can I outwork the next man? You know, and
what was terrifying about it? What terrified you?
Well, you half naked in front of a group of guys, you know, that bad bodied, and they sitting there judging what your body looked like. You know, I'll never forget, it was Antage Hawthorne. He was in my group, and our top was kind of built kind of funny. You know, he had man boobs and stuff like that.
Moobs, yeah.
And there was a guy from the San Francisco 49ers that sit right by the area where we go before we go jump on the scale. And he's built like, blob. Like he looks like, I don't know how, like he got a spree wheel body. When he stopped, his body keep going. You know, like it's just, and he was built terrible. And I remember when Entourage took his shirt off, he was, you know, he would give description into like a little recorder box. And he goes, Entourage Hawthorne. I forgot what number he was in line. He goes, BMW, body made wrong. And I'm sitting there looking like, how? And I remember listening to this, like, how dare this man tell him his body made wrong? Has he seen himself? Like, dude, it's cool, but it's also kind of nervous because you're like, man, I don't know, something's going to pop up. You know, it's funny because, you know, when they take the blood test, you know, when they take the blood, like, they do the blood test, you know, guys get the joking, like, hey, man, you maybe should have wore that condom when you messed with that girl the last time. Hey, man, you don't want to find out.
Right.
You don't want to find out. You got to ask, I die slow around here. So, you know, it's a fun time. It's a funny time. It's a scary time because, I mean, the Giants test alone is like 2 hours.
So the New York Giants test, is that what you're talking about? So what do the Giants do that's different? I imagine it feels like you're being poked and prodded at a more microscopic level than you've ever been poked and prodded before. So what's that Giants test like?
Oh, the Giants have a test, like a booklet. It literally takes like an hour and a half, 2 hours to take this test. And I never forget, it was a couple guys, Pac-Man being one of them, was like, what pick does, like, we're in the middle of the test. And he goes, what pick does the Giants have? I think that year, I want to say the Giants had, I think it was like pick 16 or pick, like not pick 16. It was like, they were in the 20s that year, if I remember correctly. And Pac-Man goes, I'm going to be gone way before that. Gets up, say, man, y'all can have this test, and walks out.
Ooh.
You know, while the rest of us are like, well, I don't know, I might drop the 20, so I'm going to stay in here and take this test.
Where was Pac-Man drafted? I'm trying to remember this.
Pick 6.
He was pick 6. So he had a right to have an attitude about that. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no question. I mean, you get those type of guys, man. It was characters all over the place, man. That's probably the best thing was it was the first time that you get to meet a lot of guys that you had never met before, you know, before the combine, or guys that if you hadn't played against, you wouldn't know, or if you didn't have the same agent, you wouldn't know. You know, I think that was the beauty of, you know, the NFL, like the combine process was meeting different guys. Like my roommate at the combine was what's my guy name? Justin Tuck.
Yeah.
Justin Tuck was my roommate at the combine. But me and Tuck would have never been, we'd never been friends if it wasn't for that. Like, we'd have never been cool, like, never talked. It was just like, we were roommates. Matter of fact, we were roommates for a day because the next day something happened. And they separated. They put us in two different rooms, but we ended up in rooms by ourselves, which is great. But like the first day of the combine, my roommate was Justin Tuck. So it was cool. Very cool experience.
So how would you decide, Travis? I mean, you went through the combine experience. You were a middle first round pick. Javon Kinlaw of the South Carolina Gamecocks, it has been announced, is not going to take part in the combine. Joe Burrow is not going to throw at the combine. Chase Young is not going to work out at the combine. Why have the combine if the best players aren't playing in it? Your philosophy as a first-round pick, I kind of got a problem with the guys that don't participate. Travis, what are you hiding? Am I wrong for that?
I think a lot of stuff goes into it. I mean, for me, I didn't get a chance to perform for not because I didn't want to perform. I didn't get a chance to perform because I was stuck doing like more retests for like my MRI, and like, I mean, like during testing day, I was inside of an MRI machine for like 7 hours, and so it was like, all right, well, I can't do that. You know, on the bench press day, it was like, okay, I can't do that because they want me to go get another MRI on this. But I believe that all guys, I mean, I think everybody should work at the combine. Outside of having an injury, or if you're nursing an injury, I think that's a lot of the problem is guys want to control their scenario. They want, because, I mean, I'm going to tell you, because it's so nerve-wracking, because it's so time-consuming, like, you got to fly no matter what. I trained in Los Angeles, so I had to fly 4.5 hours, 5 hours to get to Indianapolis. So I fly to Indianapolis, which now you're dehydrated from the flight. Now you're trying to hydrate. Now all of a sudden you get picked, prodded, and poked on for 2 days, and that's before you work out. And you're sleeping in a random hotel. You're taking 1,000 tests. You're doing a lot of interviews. Mentally, you aren't all the way there. You know what I mean? Like, they try, and that's the point in the combine. The combine's trying to push you to the limit. I think a lot of guys are like, dude, okay, I'll do the interviews, but I can always go to school and work. I can always go to school and run. You know, my running ain't gonna change, but I love to see guys go to combine and really shine. You know, I look back and I think, you know, I wish I'd have got to perform at the combine. I wish I would have, you know, if my Achilles wasn't bothering me, I wish I went to the Senior Bowl and performed. You know, it just was, you know, it's a lot that goes into it. That's an incredible for the experience. You know what I mean? If that makes any sense.
What was the most interesting question a team asked you at the combine?
Well, the Bengals, they had a guy in there that was like, he was like, hey, man, first off, he's yelling in my face. He goes, man, what's going to happen if I hit you right now?
You'll see.
He's like, if I slap you right now. And I told him, I said, with all due respect, you put your hands on me, it's going to be some furniture moving in here. I said, it's going to get warm in here real fast. And he was like, so you just going to, man, I said, man, listen, I'm not no turn the cheek of the dude, man. I'm just not going to do it. I said, just because I say I went to a private Catholic school in California don't mean I'm soft. I said, if you think I'm soft, then try me like I'm soft. And they just was like, oh, okay, well, let's move on. All right.
That's interesting. Interesting. It's interesting, the weird questions they ask people, man. Every single year, there's a couple weird questions that that come out. Here in our neck of the woods, the Carolina Panthers have announced today, Travis, that, it seems as though, through reporting from Ian Rappaport, that the team is in line to bring back Cam Newton back as the starting quarterback next year. I just want to know what the plan is. I don't think you can win with Cam Newton right now. I'd rather kind of play for the future. In your opinion, when you've seen a player go through what Cam has been through, have you ever seen a guy like that get back to 100% again?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've seen it a bunch of times. I mean, when you look at Drew Brees, when Drew Brees, he was a little younger than Cam, but I think we were year 5 or 6 when he tore his shoulder out the frame. And, you know, when he was his last year in San Diego, and – you know, you got to think about it. His free agency changed the landscape of two different franchises. You know, there were two places where he was talking about going, Miami and New Orleans. Miami decides they won't pull out, like, no, we don't want him. He's not healthy enough. Well, New Orleans rolls the dice, and all of a sudden they hit 7-11 back door little joke and keep on winning since he's been there. You know, so, I believe that he can, if he rehabs right, if they do the surgery right, if they've done the surgeries right, and they give him time. Last year, I would have loved for them to basically redshirt Cam. If they had a redshirted Cam last year, I think it would have been a big plus to his health. I think they rushed him back. And, you know, because of it, it cost Chico his job. It cost, you know, it cost a lot of people, you know, a lot of good things that Carolina's had going on for the last 9-10 years. And, you know, I believe that if they give him an opportunity to relax and give him an opportunity to get healthy, then they can win. But, you know, make no mistake, they can't win with Josh Allen. I don't care, you know, they can't win with Josh Allen. Josh Allen ain't won since high school. And, I mean, I don't believe in him. You might believe in him. Y'all might believe in him, but not me.
What do you make of the XFL, Travis? Impressing you, not impressing you? You into it? You not into it? How they doing?
You know, I'm very into it. I catch the highlights. I catch some. Like, I record all the games. I haven't been able to, you know, once I was, like I said, I was in DR for a whole week last week, and the week before was during practice. So haven't really got to watch the game when it live comes on. I watched part of one on the plane. I think there's a lot of things that the NFL can take from this game. You know, as far as the kickoff rule, I think is the most phenomenal thing, the most phenomenal
invention, idea.
Invention. invention in the game, you know, since, you know, like I don't know if you've ever watched the 30 for XFL, when they talk about the camera angles that XFL bought to the game that the NFL ended up stealing. I can see the NFL ripping this one straight out of there. But, I mean, the biggest knock on it right now is the quarterback play. I mean, you look at the quarterback play, and it hasn't been what you have expected it to be, and it's not giving you what you expect it to be. And I think that's the biggest – that would be the only thing that kills this league. If they can figure out a way to get quarterbacks there and get and have them playing good ball, then I think that can be big. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he, a former player. I said, for this league to really be successful, I think it is successful right now. I said, somehow or another, Vince McMahon needs to make a deal with the league to make this almost like a farm system, make this almost like NFL Europe again, and say, you know, when the year's out, yeah, we'll have our rosters, but what we need y'all to do is send us some quarterbacks, send us a couple guys, you know, four or five guys from each team, you know, to go out and play throughout the league in places, just so they can get that experience, so they can get that clock, so they can get that film work. And for the quarterbacks, I mean, you got to think, a backup quarterback in the NFL right now would be phenomenal in this league, in the XFL, rather than watching some of the guys that we're watching now in the XFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.